Human life is an ideological flow, a movement from crudity to subtlety, a movement from physical being to subtle, aware consciousness, to love divine. Within each and every human being lies a great potential, a potential to know the infinite consciousness which underlies all existence, a potential to know love which is unbound, unqualified, and unconditional. Each and every person has this potential because that love is your own essential nature. That aware intelligence is the base of your existence. Without that aware intelligence, you would not live. You could not exist. Who would know that you exist? Without this knowingness, this knowing, aware, conscious intelligence, there is no one to experience existence. So this knowing self, this infinite Purusha, consciousness, being, is your own essential nature. And the quality that defines it most accurately is love. Because it is all attracting. It is called Krishna, the name Krishna, Lord Krishna, because Krishna means all attracting entity. That God self, that infinite divinity, that pure love, pure being, is an all-attracting entity. All beings are drawn to that love. When you are drawn to love someone, you are drawn to experience that love. And you experience it in the form of another. But the love itself is unconditional. It has no form. It is all attracting. Because there is a draw within you to move from animal existence in a physical body to subtle existence, to your own essential nature, to find yourself. And this draw is a draw to the infinite self within, that cosmic existence. When you identify yourself as a body, and you define yourself as a body, and you do not look beyond your physical existence, then you live in the physical world. In this, the human mind has stratums, koshas, layers. You can live in simply the physical, the mind directed to the desires and the physical body. Or you can direct the mind to the subtle layers of your being, to the intuitive mind, and to the subtle causal mind, the collective unconscious, as it is sometimes called. You can direct your mind to this layer of your own being where this deep abiding love resides, where your soul exists, the Atman exists. This is a choice you have. Naturally, you live in a body. Your conscious awareness is in form. To deny the form you have would be to abuse it. It is the temple you have been given in this life to live in and to care for as long as it lasts. But these temples are transitory. The soul is immortal. The Atman never dies. The body is transitory. It ages and it passes from view. What is of the earth returns to the earth. What is not of the earth is your spirit. Yourself, that me inside of you that you point to. When you point to your heart, and you point to your heart because that me is a heartfelt existence. It's not me, it isn't a brain. A brain is an organ which processes in the physical world. It, like the rest of the body, is from this earth and will return to the earth. But the me inside of you, that person inside of you that knows your whole life, that is experiencing you being you, that person is immortal. That is your essence, your soul. It is all attracting. And that is why human life is a progress from animal existence to subtle spiritual existence. Because the soul inside of you is Lord Krishna, is the all-attracting entity. The soul, the Atman, is the reflection of the Paramatma, the great infinite being, the Lord Krishna within you, the all-attracting self of yourself. That infinite existence is your true nature, is who you are, is your immortal essence. You are that infinite self. But you forget yourself because you have embodied with a mind, a physical form, a nervous system, and your awareness gets lodged into the physical form, into the sight and sound and existence of physical senses. So the subtle senses get turned off as you identify with being physical being. And you think that that is all that is. And your heart feeling emotions get lodged in the responses to the world around you and the stimulus which you see through your senses. And the experience you have in your physical body, in your identity with your physical body, your immortal self, becomes lost. And because of this loss of identity with your immortal self, the fear of death arises, because that fear lies in the body. The yogis say even the wise have a fear of death, because it is lodged in the physical body. The physical body fears to die, has an instinct to keep itself alive. Otherwise, you would not have a very long life if this did not exist, because you would not struggle to stay alive. So there is a natural mechanism within your physical form to cling to life and to avoid death. But this leads to the desire and attachment to do all those things which will promote your physical well-being, and to avoid all those things which would harm your physical well-being. And that leads to suffering, because inevitably you cannot avoid all those things which might harm you physically or mentally. You cannot always have life your way. And because of that, suffering arises. The path to unwinding suffering is in the unwinding of the attachment to acquiring and the fear of loss. In the true nature of what is in the universe, in the true nature of the self, nothing is ever acquired or lost, for all lies within the infinite self. All lies within Brahma. All lies within the divine. Everything that is, both in this world and in the subtle, subtle realm of being, is the expression of divinity, is the God within and all around. There is no loss. There is no acquisition. That occurs only in the framework of a physical body and a mind that accompanies that body to operate it, to keep it safe, and to secure its interests. But the reality is that there is a changeless underlying existence, an immortal nature that never ends, that always has been and always will be. That divine nature, that God self, cannot be acquired or seen through the physical eyes. You can see the Murti, the statue, the picture. You can listen to the talks. You can feel, but the real experience comes in your feelings. When you feel divine presence, divine light, when your heart opens and the self within you begins to become aware of a larger self, a more vast and infinite existence, which is changeless, timeless, and immortal. You are immortal being, embodied in transitory forms, all truly the expression of this immortal essence, but transitory in nature. Love is an eternal essence, a beingness. And that attraction you have to love, to connection, to wholeness, is an attraction to your own immortal essence. Divinity does not lie in some high heaven. It lies within you. And when you connect with it, when you recognize it, you begin to see that it not only lies within you, it lies all around you, in all that is, in this manifest world, as well as in the immortal nature of love divine, of your essence. When you become aware of the non-dual nature of existence, when you become aware of the infinite love of the beloved of your heart, the self of yourself, then that love drives away fear. That love is the strongest force in this world, stronger than fear, stronger than any pain. There are many forms of loss that come in life. Loss of loved ones. Loss of abilities that you once had. Loss of status that you may have had. Loss of family that you once had. Many forms of loss are there. Loss of many things. Because change is the nature of this outer physical world. But within all of it, there is a changeless nature. And a love in which nothing is ever lost. And nothing dies. That infinite self that infinite love is your doorway. When you love the Sadguru, when you love the beloved of your heart, you love the self of yourself. And when you dissolve your separateness into that beloved, all boundaries are lost. All dualities fade. and you realize you are like the child in the arms of the mother, protected and cared for. Eternally one with your divine source. Loved unconditionally. You are never alone, never helpless in your life. Remember this always. All right. Namaskar.